Today is Friday, September 18th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So today is the first day of the Pride 48 Zoom event. And I hope everybody has a good time, and I hope a lot of people show up. We were really sad that we were not able to do the August event this year in New Orleans because of COVID. And so we're really hoping that a lot of people show up and have fun and talk to each other and all of that kind of stuff. And we really didn't want to do another podcasting event so soon because we already had the one in June. And I don't want to say controversial, but I mean, I know that's something that some people are like, you know, why would you do that? Why would you do an event and not have it centered around podcasting? Because you're a podcasting network or a podcasting community. And the real reason is just because, you know, we have that event in June, and a lot of the podcasters don't love doing live shows. And so we didn't really want to do that again and start begging people to do their show. And so we're just like, oh, we're just going to have games and we're going to have fun and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so, and we're going to do it all in Zoom. And so everyone should really come. I'll let you guys listen to what I've been working on this afternoon. Let's see if I can do this. You can hear it. I'm asking you if you can hear it as if I have a live audience right now. But I've been working on this because that is going to be what we do on Sunday. We're going to have the $48 pyramid, and it's going to be really fun. We're going to have podcasters so if you haven't watched Pyramid, you should go and watch Pyramid. I don't know where you can get it. I'm sure you can look on YouTube and somebody's probably pirated an episode. I think it comes on ABC now. It's a very old game show, but there's a current version with Michael Strahan. So you may be able to get it on the ABC app, or if you have YouTube TV, or I don't know. Anyway, you could find it somewhere. And there are two teams of two people, and one of them is a celebrity, and one of them is just a normal person. And so for our celebrities, it's going to be podcasters. And then listeners and lurkers are going to make up the second part of that. And we are giving away real cash prizes. Now, the grand prize is $48 because it's the $48 pyramid for Pride 48. Anyway, so I've been working on setting up the slides because I'm a procrastinator, as we know. And I actually have been working on the slides for a while, but I was trying to figure out getting the slides themselves set up and working and designed and styled the way I wanted them to. So Fatty had sent me way early because Fatty is on top of it. When you assign him something to do, it's going to be done immediately, which I love. I love that about him. But he had sent me all this PDF with all the games in it. And I was like, well, I've got to get the main template saved, get it exactly the way I want it and saved, and then I'll enter all the games in. So I didn't start until today entering games. I was supposed to be working and I'm creating a slide presentation for each game. They won't really look like slides when we're playing, but it's one of those slide decks that's been animated to look like a game show. Anybody that's a teacher out there will know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's really cool. And so I've been working on that. So night one is just it's more like a Zoom cocktail hour night. So we'll be doing getting to know you, just chatting. Fatty's going to do a pink carpet. So he's going to interview everybody as they come into the room. And we're doing a pizza party, but obviously this is all over Zoom. So it's virtual. And so we're expecting everyone to order their own pizza, but I purchased 10 $10 gift cards for pizzas earlier today. And we're going to do a random drawing after, I will say after about the first 30 minutes. So we'll get people time to show up. And then we're going to, as you enter the room, we're going to have you give me your email address and, you know, and then I'll put you in a spreadsheet next to a number. And then we're going to do a random drawing of 10 people. And then I'll email you a gift card and you can use it for tonight or you can use it for whenever. But the goal is that you would use it and then we all eat pizza together while we're chatting and having our cocktails and whatever. So that's tonight. And then tomorrow night is going to be, we're going to play a game. We're going to play Never Have I Ever. So again, you know, Pride 48 events tend to be drinking heavy. So the expectation is that tomorrow night you'll bring something that you can shoot, some liquor that you can shoot, and we're going to play Never Have I Ever. We're not officially doing it as a drinking game, but I'm saying it's a drinking game because usually Never Have I Ever is played as a drinking game. So if you want to do that, you can. And basically, everyone who's in attendance, as we go through the Never Have I Ever, you know, sat on a special chair or whatever, then if you have done it, you'll turn your video off. And you'll also, if you're playing the drinking game, you'll take a shot. And so everything that you have done, you'll take a shot slash turn your video off. And when we get to the end, the last person that still has their video on wins that round. And we're going to give away $1 for every question that you got. So if you're the winner, how many ever scenarios you made it through to win, that's how many dollars you're going to get. And then at the end of the evening, we'll probably let those sum up in case somebody wins multiple times. And then we'll Venmo or PayPal or something you the money in cash. And then we're going to have the underwear party after that. And basically that'll devolve into more drinking, people stripping down to their underwear and just chatting and having a good time. And then on Sunday is fun day and it's the game day. And we have the $48 pyramid. So that's going to be hosted by Fatty. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And then we have bingo. And so, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're so night one and two, we're going to have sign up forms for both pyramid and for bingo. And so what we'll do is we'll have you guys sign up and then we'll select for the pyramid. We only have a limited number of slots, so we'll select people. But for bingo, the sign up is going to be like number of bingo cards that you want, et cetera, et cetera. And then you're going to get an email because it's going to be an electronic bingo situation. And then we're going to have closing show and it'll be a lot of fun. So and pyramid, like I said, has cash prizes and bingo also has cash prizes. So all of the games over the weekend are going to have cash prizes. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope all of you can participate in at least one evening of the three, but I would love to see all of you at all nights. So I've been working on that a little bit today. I worked a little bit last night as well. And then, you know, obviously I worked today. Today, so this is not a me thing, but Mark had a dentist appointment and they keep telling him they think he needs a root canal, but his dentist doesn't do root canals, so they needed to send him to a specialist. And he keeps putting it off because he's afraid to do it. And I'm like, and he's telling me about this, and I said, hey, I can't. I'm like, I think that is the right thing for you to do, to go and do whatever the doctor or the dentist says you need to do, because they're telling you that because it could get much, much worse. And, you know, you could have problems that, you know, are very painful in your mouth, you know. And I said, but I can't talk because I'm one of those typical guys who never goes to the doctor about anything. You know, I'll complain, oh my God, I'm having a pain in my foot, but I don't go to the doctor. And I had braces when I was growing up, and I was going to the dentist constantly when I was growing up, mostly the orthodontist, but I mean, you know, and so I'm used to having someone in my mouth. You could take that whatever way you want. But for some reason, now that I've gotten older, like I just have not, you know, I went to the dermatologist a couple of years ago and I do brush my teeth twice a day. And I don't floss actually, but I do, mouthwash and I do all that kind of stuff. And I'm trying to keep my teeth as white as possible. So I do, I actually use peroxide. I mix half peroxide, half mouthwash when I'm using my mouthwash. So I've got to set up a dentist appointment as well for myself. But I'm like, I can't talk. I mean, I can't try to convince you to do it because, you know, that would be hypocritical of me. So I think he did set up the appointment, though, so I'm proud of him. He did it. And yesterday, once again, worked out. And I think today we have Pilates, which it's hard if you really... Another thing about this working out stuff, especially when you're doing it at home, is, you know, P90X is very difficult, but you can half-ass it. And a lot of times when I'm not in the mood, I'll end up half-assing it and then feeling like, man, why did I even spend the 30 minutes doing this anyway? Because I'm not even doing to the level at which they're trying to get me, you know, to do this thing. So we did that and we had dinner and we watched more Expanse. We've made it through the first season. It's good. I would say it still hasn't drawn me in to where I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? You know, that's, I don't know, but maybe season two, I'll really be like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? I like those shows that like when an episode ends, I can't wait to see the next episode, which so far has not been the case with The Expanse, but we'll see. I mean, at first the first three or four episodes, you're like, oh my God, there are so many people and there are so many storylines and you don't know what's going on. And you're like, oh, I just have to slog through this, you know? And about episode four, it starts to get interesting and you kind of know who people are. But I still am not like hanging on the edge of my seat when I get to the end of an episode. And maybe that'll never happen. So anyway, I had to get up super early this morning because Sydney had a bath and Mark and I take turns taking her to her groomer on Friday mornings. And so I had to get up. I had to have her to the groomer by 8:00. And it's now about a 30-minute drive from where we live now. But I don't want to change groomers because we've broken in this groomer. And like, there are groomers that are much closer to us, but it's like, ugh, we're going to have to, what if they don't do a good job? And we're used to these groomers and I don't know. So anyway, I had to do that. And then I had a meeting at 9:00. So I had to drop her off and immediately come back. And I was home by 8:30. And I haven't even been able to take a shower today because I after that meeting, I had work I had to do. And then Mark was home and we had lunch together. And right after lunch, I had another meeting. And by then it was too late to take a shower because we're going to be working out right after I record. And then, so I'm not going to take a shower until after we do Pilates. And then we'll have the event tonight. All right. I hope to see you guys tonight. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me. adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.